Hey, Bob, O'Teal, how you guys doing?
Just fine, you?
Doing well. You guys are coming to Indianapolis. You're going to be at Dead & Company. He's going to be at Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center on June 6th, and we're certainly looking forward to it. How are things going with this new project?
We're going to see, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. So it was an interesting project when I first heard about it. And, O'Teal, you've joined a couple of chord groups that have played together for a long time. Is it a difficult adjustment, or how much do you have to change the way you play?
Well, you have to change the way you play for every different gig you do, and sometimes for every different night, even with the same band, like if you're really tuned into the moment. So I try not to let it be a hang-up and just erase the chalkboard and go, what is it today? You know, there's definite differences because people are different and dynamics are different between members of the band, especially if they've been together a really long time, like 45 years, 50 years. That's a different ball game than a band that's been together like 5 years. I try not to look at it that way so that they don't seem like obstacles.
It just seems like, you know, the core of this band, the Allman Brothers Band, who you played in from, the late 90s on? You know, they'd been together for so long that it seems like they probably had a chemistry and feels like it might have been hard to sort of adjust to that.
Well, it is, because, you know, you want to honor the original sound because that's the sound that you and everybody else associate with that name. But you can't, and these two particular bands with the Allman Brothers and the Grateful Dead, I'd have been crucified if I copied, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Copy, which you can never copy anyway, so why bother? You know, and Bob really helped me with that. He was like, look, man, don't think about Phil. Play the way these songs make you feel. And I was like, well, oh, I can do that. The song is the song.
Right.
It makes me feel the way it makes me feel. And then you just have to not be afraid, and you're going to be afraid, so you just do it anyway.
Right. Have you guys known each other for a long time?
25 years, maybe. When was the first
time we met?
I remember you being in the batting with the Almonds when you were new to that outfit, and it was a big deal. But that had to have been a long time ago. I don't remember. I just remember the night. I don't remember how long ago it was.
I think it was probably about 21 years ago, 21 or 22 at the moment. God, we know each other a long time. Yeah.
When it was determined, I guess, Phil decided he didn't want to do this, or however that played out, Bob, was O'Teal one of the first guys you guys thought of?
Yeah. It was pretty clear. He was a guy who could stay in a theme and then take it for a little walk in the woods, and that was what we were looking for.
You spend a lot of time, Bob, looking back on what you've created here. I mean, I was thinking about this last night. You started this thing with a group of guys when you were 16 years old. Could you have ever possibly imagined that it would have become something this big? Do you ever get a chance, or do you even want to stop and look back and see what has happened over the course of your life?
Well, you know, I kind of have to stop and look back at some point because I'm writing a book, but ask me in another year or so.
Right.
when I've had a chance to actually dive in, I'm actually started on the book, but it's going to take me a while.
The documentaries, were you happy with those? There have been a couple of them. There was one, the other one, which was focused on you, and the other one about the band, Long Strange Trip, I believe it was called, the four-hour thing. Were you happy with the way those came out?
For the most part, I wasn't in great shape for the movie about me. I just had a neck operation and a bunch of stuff like that. But it came out okay. And the one about the Dead, that was more of the Jerry Garcia story than it was about the band. The guy who was making the film, who's a good filmmaker, and put together, I thought, a real good, tight movie, but he had to focus on something because otherwise there was no way to tell the story, the whole story, without taking, you know, weeks, something that would be 30 hours long. He decided he was going to focus on the Jerry Garcia story because he figured that was probably the most marketable kind of deal to do. And he was probably right about that. And it was a well-made movie, but it was kind of a small fraction of the whole story is all.
Right. There's been, I guess Jerry was sort of looked at as a de facto leader of the Grateful Dead, and I've heard you say in interviews in the past that the band didn't really operate that way. Did that ever cause any problems or turmoil inside the band? You know, were people upset that Jerry got the bulk of the attention, it seemed like?
Not really. And that was really the bulk of the attention that Jerry received. That whole era happened after we had our first radio hit, which was our actually our first video hit, which was the Touch of Grey video in the late 80s. I think it was 88 or 89, something like that. And Jerry was real telegenic, so he looked real good on TV. And so a huge cult of personality thing sort of grew out of that around him. But before that, he got the lion's share of the attention, but he certainly wasn't the whole story in the popular notion. The Grateful Dead was the Grateful Dead.
Right.
He was sort of the lead guitar player and half the time the lead singer. And so he got commensurate attention on those two regards. After Touch of Grey, like I said, that cult of personality thing sort of took off, and, you know, he couldn't leave his hotel room anymore and all that kind of stuff. And things kind of changed and got way out of proportion.
Right.
But before that, and that, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, it did create problems for us because he, you know, he became sort of reclusive and pretty much necessarily so because, like I say, he couldn't leave his hotel room.
Right. Yeah, that would, I think, make anybody pretty miserable and could probably cause problems for just about anybody's life. Word is that Dead & Company sounds great. The reviews have been fantastic. Everybody really seems to be loving it, so you guys seem to be on the right path here. From what I understand, these shows are going to be webcast as well?
I think that's the plan, yeah.
So catch Dead & Company. They're going to be at Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center coming up June 6th. Bob Weir and Oteil Burbridge, thank you so much for spending a little time with me today. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you so much.